Yeah.
Did you know Joe Hill?
Yeah, I know him well as anybody could be said to know him. He was a man of mystery. Nobody really knew the guy.
Where did you first meet Joe Hill?
Well, I think it was in Portland, Oregon.
When was this?
That was in the fall of 1910. And incidentally, I had the honor of singing The Preacher and the Slave. You know, the long-haired preacher song? Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I had the honor of singing that for the first time in public. Joe brought it in and turned it over to the secretary of the Portland local of the IWW, and he got out a leaflet on it, and I think we sold at the Second Street meeting. The First Street meeting, we weren't prepared. We didn't have it printed, but the Second Street meeting, we sold over $30 worth of them at a dime a throw or whatever they wanted to contribute.
So you were the first one to sing it?
I was the first one to sing it in public.
Sing it now.
Long-haired preacher?
Yeah.
This is Joe Clement for the Old Mole Variety Hour. The song we just heard was The Preacher and the Slave, a latter-day rendition here by This Bike is a Pipe Bomb. And before that, we heard Haywire McClintock, famous wobbly singer-songwriter as well, talking about how he introduced the song on the streets of Portland. We'll hear another version of that song and some fun stories about those days from Utah Phillips later. I'm sharing it today to shed light on some remarks that Joe Biden made earlier this month on CNN about Bernie Sanders' campaign. We're going to hear a clip from that, and then I'll talk about his word choice.
Look, people aren't looking for a revolution, in my view. What they're looking for is they're looking for results. They're looking for getting things done. And Bernie doesn't have a very good track record of getting things done in the United States Congress, the United States Senate. And much of what he's proposing is very, very much pie in the sky. He's talking about spending $60 trillion and not raising taxes on the middle class and being able to get it done quickly and so on.
Pie in the sky. That common phrase is a neologism of the labor movement, invented by Joe Hill 119 years ago on the mean streets of Portland, no less. It was initially meant to skewer the otherworldly promise and pretense of bootlicking anti-union evangelists. The Salvation Army and other holy rollers are the named foes in this song we heard, Preacher and the Slave, but these words have transcended that context again and again in American culture, and ultimately have become a watered-down milquetoast cliché. That's why Joe Biden can somewhat get away with using them against Bernie Sanders on national television. Joe Hill's Pie in the Sky, though, was a critique of much more than empty promises and gullibility, but of the deferral of justice to somewhere outside of the present. The ideology of delayed gratification, of which pie in the sky is just one expression, is a cornerstone of capitalist society's own stories about the nature of well-being of winners and losers. Rather than appeal to the factual inaccuracy of Joe Biden's claims that Sanders' plans assume money that doesn't exist, we could emphasize the pie-in-the-sky attitude behind the neoliberal churn to double down on capitalist power and priorities. In this vein, the economics of endless accumulation and the exploitation and extraction that fuel that are the real pie in the sky. The bloated private health insurance racket that we call a healthcare system is the pie in the sky. Trickle-down economics and incentivizing the competitive private sector to provide for the social welfare are pie-in-the-sky thinking. Calls to build our way out of the housing crisis, while millions of bank-owned homes and luxury apartments sit empty, is pie-in-the-sky thinking. Burning fossil fuels for another 30 years while chasing phony baloney zero-net emissions targets is pie-in-the-sky thinking. When the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has given us to the end of this decade to do the lion's share of work of dismantling our use of fossil fuels. But Joe Biden's invocation of pie in the sky has a much deeper history than the actual words. In its historical context, the ruling class considered the abolition of slavery to be pie in the sky, giving women the right to vote or have autonomy over their own bodies at different places in history was considered pie in the sky. Throwing off the shackles of Jim Crow and demanding full equality was considered pie in the sky. It's often said that we need to grow the pie so that everyone can have shared prosperity. But we need to take over the bakery so that we can feed ourselves before the capitalist system sucks up or corrupts every human and natural resource. For the Old Mole Variety Hour, I'm Joe Clement.
Joe Hill wrote a song for the free speech fight of 1910, and it was introduced by Haywire Mac McClintock. He wrote Big Rock Candy Mountain and Hallelujah I'm a Bum. He got together a little band, T-Bone Slim, a tuba, a garbage can lid. They stood in a doorway, waiting to leap out at the unemployed throng, regale them with a song. They used a shill to build the crowd. You know, a carny shill? Somebody uses tricks to build a crowd. I think his name was Tresca, but he wore a black suit, a black bowler hat, a string tie with an umbrella and a briefcase, looked like a banker. He'd walk down where they were hiding in the doorway, and suddenly start to yell, "Help! Help! Help! I've been robbed! Help! I've been robbed!" Everybody'd run across the street. "What's the matter? What's the matter?" As soon as he got the crowd together, he'd yell, "I've been robbed by the capitalist system, fellow workers!" He talked to them for 10 minutes, and then the boys would leap out and start singing, and this is what they were singing. "The long-haired preachers come out every night. I try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet. You will eat, you will eat by and by, in that glorious land in the sky, way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get by in the sky when you die. That's a lie." Oh, that's real nice. Let's take a minute and teach the folks that don't know this what this is. Now, this is done Baptist style. Are there any Baptists here? Oh, good. Answer back, you know, where I sing one thing and then you sing it back and then we sing a line together. And the way up highs are yours, not mine. They're the prettiest part of the whole song.
You will eat,
by
and by,
in that glorious land in the sky,
way up high,
work and pray,
live on hay,
you'll get pie in the sky when you die,
that's a lie.
The long-haired preachers come out every night, I try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they'll answer in voices so sweet. Hey,
you will eat
by and by, in that glorious land in the sky.
Work and pray,
live on hay, you'll get by in the sky when you die.
That's a lie.
The Starvation Army, they play, and they shout and they clap and they pray. When they've got all your coins on the drum, they will tell you when you're on the bum. Hey, you will eat by and by. In that glorious land in the sky. I work and pray and live on hay. You'll get by in the sky when you die.
That's a lie.
A working folks of all countries unite. A side by side we for freedom shall fight. When this world and this wealth we have gained, at the grafters will sing this refrain. Hey, you will eat by and by, when you've learned how to cook and how to fry. Chop some wood and do you good, and you'll eat in that sweet by and by.
Hey!